William Geane, Pressuring Republicans is How We Stop Amnesty. By Robert Krajicek on February 22, 2021. Grassroots pressure on Republicans is necessary to block the Democrat push for amnesty, said William Geane, president of Americans for Legal Immigration. ALIPAC, on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with special guest host Matt Boyle. The U.S. Citizenship Act, introduced last week by Representative Linda Sanchez, DCA, and Senator Bob Menendez, DNC, in the House and Senate, would extend amnesty and citizenship to millions of illegal aliens if enacted into law. Boyle asked, what are some of the things that the average person out there, the listener to this program, what can they do to make a difference on this? Geane said his organization's email list coordinates pressure campaigns against Reno Republican politicians, among others. We need people on our email alerts at alipac.us. Geane stated, because we sometimes tell people ahead of time what we're going to do. And other times we don't, because the opposition, the pro-amnesty crowd, monitors ALIPAC emails very closely. Because they know, Dick Durbin knows, who shut down his DREAM Act in 2010. Geane continued, this week, we're going to ask people to support the recall against Gavin Newsom and the efforts against Andrew Cuomo, because those governors being in trouble can help our fight, and we're going to release some names. Listen. Geane estimated that 6 or 7 Republican senators are planning on supporting the Democrats' amnesty push. We think right now they probably got 6 or 7 Republicans in the Senate they can count on to vote to bypass the filibuster or get to 60 votes that they need, Geane assessed. They've got about 6 or 7 out of 10. They're almost there. They could be there, and we just don't know it yet, in the smoky back rooms. Geane said ALIPAC will organize grassroots citizens' communications opposing amnesty. We're going to put out some call programs and email social media programs that are very easy for anybody to use, where they can start confronting these senators who are most likely to waver on the cloture, Geane remarked. Geane went on, over on the congressional side, we've got to start lining up GOP primary challengers, because there's about a good 30 to 40 Reno Republican sellouts over in the House that are looking forward to helping Nancy Pelosi pass an amnesty bill for illegal immigrants. And they need to look out, I guess, over the barbed wire at the troops outside their buildings and stuff and see out here across the country not in D.C., but a new type of movement. Geane highlighted political exploitation of sympathy for children in order to advance amnesty. They're gonna lead the way with the kids, Geane noted. Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham have filed the DREAM Act again. And they're going to try to use younger illegal aliens to push through the tip of the spear to get to America's heart. And they're gonna play on everybody's sympathies. Democrats' amnesty pursuit is an attempt to shift demographics towards establishment of a one-party state, Geane noted. Geane determined, if amnesty passes, and the amnesty bill for 20 million illegal aliens is heading to Joe Biden's desk to be signed, at that moment, the political war to save America is over. It's finished. The Democrats get 20 million more people to pull voters from. There will never be another Republican president or Republican control of Congress, Geane concluded. They take it all, and they take it all permanently. The people who have been voting Republican, or to the right of Joe Biden, we don't matter anymore. Ever again, so it's that important, and it will result in more Americans dying from illegal immigration, and more people losing their jobs. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.